A venture capital bill is on its way to Governor Walker's desk. The measure easily passed in the legislature Tuesday. As WUWM reports, some lawmakers voted for it, saying the bill is not perfect, but it's a start. The bill would create a $25 million taxpayer investment in a fund of funds, which would be used to help entrepreneurs get ventures off the ground. The fund also would include $50 million in private investments. Some of the criticism of the proposal centered around an argument that the pot of money would be too small to make a big difference. Democratic Senator Julie Lassa of Stevens Point says it would put Wisconsin at a competitive disadvantage.
Michigan has invested $450 million in its Venture Michigan Fund. Ohio started its Third Frontier Fund with $473 million and recently invested another $700 million in the program. Even Iowa's fund of funds was started with an initial investment of $100 million.
Others discussing concerns included Democratic Senator John Lehman of Racine. He says the bill would be stronger if it allowed biotech companies to be included. The money will be earmarked for companies in several fields, including agriculture, information technology, and advanced manufacturing. Lehman and other Democrats accuse Republicans of excluding biotech because of concerns over embryonic stem cell research.
It certainly is not industry neutral in the way that it should be. It still involves Wisconsin right to life politics.
Republicans say they left biotech firms out because they wanted to focus on industries that can return investments quickly. Meanwhile, Democrats also complained there's no guarantee the bill would result in the lawmakers' number one goal, job creation. They attempted but failed to tie venture capital investments to the potential for creating new jobs. Fond du Lac Republican Senator Richard Gudex said the bipartisan proposal warranted support, even if it's not ideal.
This is a bill that a lot of people on both sides of the aisle have walked through and nurtured. This is something that's been a dream of a lot of people for 4 years, and it's almost here as a reality. And to walk away from it and say that we're not going to support this, I think is short-sighted.
River Hills Republican Senator Alberta Darling argued that ideally the fund of funds would include more money. But she says what lawmakers support now is not the final word on the program. Additional funds could be added later. And Darling argued Wisconsin badly needs venture capital. She cited a report that came out yesterday. It indicated the state's economy is based on old manufacturing traditions, not new areas of growth.
We rank very high in ideas in the state and in ideas, but we rank very low when it comes to transferring these ideas into the commercial marketplace. We do very poorly at supporting entrepreneurs and small business.
The bill now is on its way to Governor Walker's desk. He's expected to sign it. Walker proposed the taxpayer funding for the program in his state budget, but left it to lawmakers to work out the details. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.